Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I'm going to start this podcast off by saying that my I don't get it is why I forget all my I don't get it. I'm so effing annoyed, guys. It's so crazy. This morning I was lying in bed. I was like, oh, that's a great one to add to this one, which I also forgot to write down, but I totally remembered. And then I was like, and then I rolled over 5 minutes later to write it down. Escaped me completely.
You have what to write is down that? Is it because we definitely need it that it's like easy to go away?
It's like a pressure thing.
I don't know. It's so annoying because I also had one over Thanksgiving break that I was like, oh, I'm going to ask Ashley and Lauren about this. I will tell you, though, with Lauren touching her neck. Guys, I have skin tags on
my neck. Oh, yeah. Like, I got skin tags, too, right now.
Wait, did I? What? Where did this come from?
Okay, so.
I literally.
Are you pregnant, Naz? You get skin tags? Like, you get more pregnant? Skin tags when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I had so many popped up during Dawson that I didn't, like, remove. And I saw yesterday there's like a Black Friday deal that came up on my Instagram
how to remove them.
So, and like you like they put like a little like oxygen like clamp on it, so like it just breaks off because it doesn't get any oxygen.
Wait, how many do you have?
And why? I feel like I'm okay. So I never noticed. I feel like I was just like touching my neck over the last couple months, and I'm like, what is this? And they're really teeny. But I'm like, what the hell is that? And I literally got so grossed out. And no offense to anyone that has them, because I feel like the older we get, we're all getting them. For me personally, I just want to share respectfully, me personally, I wanted to throw up in my mouth because it reminded me
so
of like all my like Latina grandmas that just have like so many.
Grandmas have so many.
So many. And I'm like, oh no. Yeah. Oh no. And so anyways, I spent Thanksgiving with my friend Becca, who lives in San Diego, and she has an uncle who is like a doctor and stuff. And I was like, can you feel these? I'm like, how much is it going to cost for me to remove these? And he's like, you can just take them off with a razor. And
I know. Like,
you can, or you can get floss and wrap it around.
No. Lauren, every time she sees one of mine, she's like, so I just want to take a pair of scissors to it. And I'm like, Lauren, no. Because the anticipation of when she would actually go, sit.
Feel nothing.
Yes, you would.
What is it? Like, have you guys ever cut them? I didn't even notice.
No, but I had one just come off naturally the other day, and I have no idea how.
Wait,
I may
Lauren,
have played with it too much, to be honest.
I don't have any skin tags.
You're such an asshole.
But I do have a wrinkly neck, so there you go.
You don't have a wrinkly
neck. Stop that. Oh, so annoying.
I definitely, I would say I have like
deal with Lauren complaining about her appearance anymore. That's what it is. I can't.
Lauren, that's so
I don't get it, and I'm so annoyed by it.
Okay, the anger, like, I every month day that goes by, I'm just like, these, it's harder to be a woman and to have your value in society decrease every day that goes by.
Lauren, you actually aren't, like, you have dysphoria.
Wow.
body dysmorphia. You have dysmorphia.
Actually, it's not dysmorphia. It's just the thought of...
No, you do.
Okay, so I have two things to say.
Yeah.
The first is that Lauren has the right to feel however she wants, and we shouldn't invalidate how she's feeling. The second thing I want to say as your friend is that you're actually wasting the best good-looking years of your life complaining about it. And so, I don't know. That's your choice. Like, this is as good as it's going to get. I have skin tags on my neck now.
I know. It's a paradox. I am very, I'm very black or white. Like, sometimes I'm just like, wow, I look so fucking good. Like, this is the best I've ever looked. Like, everyone
is the best she's ever looked. And every day I have to hear her complain.
And then I like see like one little thing and I'll fixate on that until whatever.
I mean, I'm no better than you because here I am being like, I need to look up skin tag removal. And it's like, whatever.
I would love to remove some skin tags for people. Hit me up.
Lauren, will you come remove mine?
Lauren can add it to her services.
So can I just do it with a razor? Actually?
You can, but there are these little things you can buy on Amazon that you like. It's like little rubber bands that you flick onto them and they live on there until they fall off.
I think you should just get
that.
That's
gross. Why would I want a rubber band wrapped around
my neck? It'll only take like a day.
You just like dermaplaning off a skin tag sounds so heinous to me.
No, that sounds painful. Also, I love that you use the word heinous because we went around in a circle over Thanksgiving and said words that we love that like we haven't used, and someone said heinous, and I was like, I haven't used the word heinous in so long.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say Hagrid.
Anyways, okay, so I'll buy the rubber bands.
Okay, great.
So that's my I don't get it. What the fuck is a skin tag, and why is it on my neck?
Yeah, why do they form? Is interesting.
I definitely looked it up. There's various reasons. There could be like an over, you know, growth of something in your body. It could be weight gain. It could, you know, it's like it's the WebMD hole of everything.
I have a confession as far as like getting old and having weird things happen to your body. Okay, guys, I have a chin hair, and it like comes out like so full force. It like looks like an eyebrow hair. It's like super dense. But like, I also don't really like, this is so embarrassing. No, I don't even want to remove it because it's fun to play with.
That is so disgusting.
That's so embarrassing.
Big kind of like wedding?
Do you want to play with
this?
I do get rid of it, you guys. I do. But it's just like kind of fun. Like,
did you just ask Lauren if she wants to play with it?
Where is it?
You're sicko.
Right here?
Yeah.
You're fucking weirdo.
Okay, fine.
Well, subscribe to the Patreon if you want to see Lauren playing with her chin hair.
It's kind of like, you know how you play with your eyebrow hair.
Okay.
I don't play with any of the hairs.
You don't have dense enough eyebrows.
I don't have hair.
Yeah, you don't have.
I have pretty hairy arms, and there's one mole on my arm that hair grows out of, and I refuse to remove the hair because it's my lucky mole hair.
Okay, we'll see. That's just as gross.
And it's the same thing, but
no, that's not gross.
But this is on her arm.
This is with a whole bunch of other hair, not like the single dark.
You guys, I get rid of it. Okay.
And by the way, I just want to say a lot of women experience chin hair, and I don't think that that's gross. I think that's the thing women have, and I don't want anyone to feel bad about it. I just think it's gross that you play with it.
No, it's like, it's not on my chin.
Twirling it around her
face. It's like on my jaw, guys. It's not like on my chin. That would be really weird. Okay, because it's like right under here. It's like a neck hair.
That's a neck hair, not a jaw hair.
Okay, I have a neck hair. Yeah, because, if it was a chin hair, then I'd feel like Jafar.
What does my dad always say? Princess.
Oh my god, so Dawson would love to meet your dad.
Oh my god, my dad
would say that.
Yeah, my dad needs to do a Jafar impression for Dawson.
He'd be like, oh, it's the evil guy.
Wait, so how was Thanksgiving at your house with Hunter and Jared and everyone?
I mean, it was just like any other night where we really eat dinner.
Yeah, right? I know. We just don't. Same. Like, we've never had it with just our immediate family before, and it was pretty chill.
It was chill, but like, you know, Thanksgiving food, like, I just wish we had pizza. But
did you guys order, or did your
cooked? And it really wasn't that overwhelming for anyone. Jared does the turkey now because
Jared does the turkey.
He's good.
That's so
he's
cute.
Good. And my dad gets very overwhelmed by it.
Saving the world.
So what about you?
What, Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
It was good. I went home with my friend Becca to San Diego, which was nice. I didn't want to go far because, as I told you guys, I have an interview tomorrow that I've been like trying
to. And it's happening for sure?
I think it is.
Oh, okay. What if it doesn't? Like, would they cancel or something?
It definitely is happening. I just don't have a time yet. And so when I don't have time, like, things are so last minute when it comes to these interviews. When I don't have a time, I never like to say it's confirmed. Right?
Totally.
So I'm like, I don't have a time.
Because they could be like, oh, maybe we don't have time for this interview or something.
Right. But I think it's definitely happening. I have no idea yet.
What?
I'm gonna find out today. I have a fitting today.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's so fun. You should do a live fitting so people can like look at this, because I find that fascinating.
It's just me being like, why doesn't this fit? Why doesn't this fit anymore? Why doesn't this fit? You want to see just a fitting, a non-fitting, I should call it.
No,
it's okay. I'm a little just rounder and thicker than I normally am, and I think it's because of the strike, and I just had a lot of fun, but I'm getting back on track now. Like after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, yeah. I'm getting back on track. But that it kind of makes fittings not as like, yay, because the fashion industry sucks. Like so many things don't. Like, I feel like I'm an average size person and so many things won't go up my thighs, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, you have a donk for sure.
It's so wild. But anyway, so I'm feeling a little excited, but intimidated. And also like, I don't know.
Wait, will it be you and him in the same room together?
We haven't specified this podcast, what it's for. Do you want to say or no?
Yeah.
I haven't said this publicly yet.
No, I think I did say it last week.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's with Jason Momoa and someone else from the movie. I don't know if I could say who it is yet. But yeah, just them, which is cool.
I wish that you were like one-on-one in a room with him, two of you alone.
He's, I love his like energy as a human and his ether. Like he's such a man of the earth. Yeah. What do people say? Like salt of the earth, like feels totally. So grounded and feels like such a protector of our oceans in real life, you know, that I feel like he really is Aquaman. And so
how could anyone else be Aquaman? No
yeah.
One.
Like I love it. So anyways, yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Okay. But wait, when would it happen?
Tomorrow.
If it's gonna happen? Tomorrow.
Manana. I'll text
oh
you guys.
Oh my
after.
God. That's so intimidating to not know 24 hours in advance.
I know. It's also so fun though, because I feel like I manifested this. It's really cool because I feel like everyone I've always wanted to talk to, like I talked to The Rock last year around this time and he was like my ultimate. And I feel like Jason Momoa is very much in that category of like The Rock, you know.
I have a funny joke like about The Rock nice if you want to take it and not be so PC. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Why is The Rock the only person that can flip lesbians?
Because Why? He can physically do it?
Because Rock always beats scissors.
Warren, no!
It's already December, which is crazy because next year, next month, we're going to start having to say 2024 on our dates,
Yay!
On our documents.
We like Why? Even numbers.
You like even numbers?
Well, my lucky number is 24 because I was born March 24th and it's Kobe Bryant's number. So I'm excited for 2024.
Okay. Well, December means 12 days of deals at Honey Love. And we have talked about Honey Love for so many months. We love it so much. They're going to be dropping new limited time deals from December 1st through the 12th. Every single day, a different one. So don't miss out. It's the holiday season. And well, we are thankful for Honey Love and all the things that they have, including incredible yoga pants that I choose to wear these yoga pants over any other kind, especially when I travel, because it has phone pockets.
That's
and
nice.
It makes like when I'm jiggling Dawson on my hip and like my backpack and then like who knows a drink and whatnot, it's so nice to just slip my phone and a pacifier into like the most handy of places.
That's so
also clutch. It's targeted compression technology, so it's like it's compression where you want the compression without flattening your butt. It's not suffocating.
That is a great technology. Yes. Whoever came up with that.
And Lauren's referring to their shapewear, which is so nice and effective because you wear it and you don't feel like you're suffocating. Thank the shapewear gods.
The shapewear gods.
Also, if you're like me and you not only do spring cleaning, but you do winter cleaning, because I feel like there's a different part of my closet that I'm accessing now that it's winter, even though in LA it's not that much colder, but I am wearing sweaters and turtlenecks now. So I like to clean out my closet of things I haven't worn for the year, including bras. Honey Love is the best set of bras you can buy yourself going into 2024. They have traditional bras that don't use any underwire and it has mesh detailing, so you still feel sexy. So not only is it comfortable, it's still a very sexy bra.
So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save up to 20% off site wide with honeylove.com/get it this month only. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them that we sent you. It's time to ditch the underwire for good, thanks to Honey Love.
Guys, just on a different note, I do have my I don't get it of the week, and I wish I had my other, but this is really a stumper.
Okay.
A stumper.
And like I always preface it, it may have been brought up before in the past 5 years. Why are some names shortened to just be something that's totally different than what they actually like are? Like why
we talked about this, Richard and Dick.
Yeah.
So I have another one.
Okay. Great. Backup.
So then like, why would Robert ever be Bob instead of Rob? Rob is right there for the taking.
Yeah. I never understood that one. Cause De Niro goes by Bob.
Bob sounds awful. Yeah. Bob is a
I like Bob. You don't
not like Bob.
I like Bob more than Rob.
I do not.
Bob sounds so much warmer. It's
I was going to say Bob sounds more like a trustworthy guy than a Rob.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Bob is like, Bob is wholesome. Rob's
and
like,
the Bob can be a creeper, guys. Bob can totally be a creeper.
I don't think so. I think I grew up watching Bob the Builder. So to me, Bob was always a safe construction man.
And see, Bob to me was a guy who was a gymnastics teacher who held girls' waists really creepily.
Well,
that's it.
There was also a Rob, and he was a tad bit less creepy.
I just want to apologize to everyone listening married to a Bob and Rob right now. Because really
I don't think there are many Bobs that we are...
You mean there's so many Bobs in this country?
Oh, yeah, because you've met so many 30 or 20-something year old Robs, Bobs lately? Robs, sure.
Robs, but people named Robert who go by Bob.
No, no, Naz, because nobody in their 20s or 30s goes by Bob.
You don't think so?
Bobby.
Naz, have you ever met a 20 or 30 year old something right now named Bob?
No, I don't think so, actually.
No, because they're all Rob.
They're all Rob.
Or Bobbies.
Bobby could, I mean, Bobby's, whatever.
Oh,
Bobby's
I know
fine.
Bobbies. I know, I got Bobbies in my life. Bobbies and I got Robs in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobbies are kind of cute. Yeah.
What are Bobbies?
Okay, but then there's also William. Where the fuck did some people come with Bill instead of Will?
I think, well, so what is it? We're replacing R's and W's with B's.
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah, like that's the root of this.
Cool. Yeah.
Instead of Will. It's just kind of easier to say Bill.
But Will is so much nicer of a name.
Bill. Yeah, no, for sure. I love the name William.
And again, you've never heard of anyone who's
in
their
the
20s
name
or 30s.
William, actually.
I actually really like the name William, too. And I think this has got to be an older thing.
I don't love Will, but I love William.
Yeah, William is really a great name.
Yeah.
Will is such a, like, Will feels a little throwaway. Hey, Will.
You never remember a guy's name. It's Will.
I don't even
think I
know a Will. Do I even know a Will?
I know one Will.
Yeah.
Probably not. They're probably all Bill in my life.
Hunter's friends came over and it was Will.
Not Bill in your life, Naz. Maybe like
so
you're
mad.
Like,
she's like,
maybe
no.
You're like apartment supervisor. I say
know,
that
I'm trying
because
to think I'm like a lawyer or maybe the guy that got me a credit card at the bank. Like, who are these people? Who are the Williams?
The Bill in our life is the, like the overseer of the shopping center that Audrey's is in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like Bill came in today.
Oh, yeah.
Bill came in to collect the rent check today.
Yes. They're like the Monopoly man. Must be named Bill.
Yes.
I agree.
Okay. Well, good recycled. I don't get it. But my I don't get it is so I was looking, Naz.
You guys, it's Lauren's time to have her. I don't get it. It's the best, most exciting
it's
time of the week.
It's not that good, guys. This is literally
the podcast. Most wonderful time
this is not it.
Of the week.
This is not it, guys. Of the week. Maybe another time. Did you in high school have a time where everyone wore hardtail yoga pants?
That was my college.
I've never
hardtail yoga pants. No,
where they had the flip over. Yoga.
Okay, see, this is my question. This is my,
oh,
I don't get
the flip over is
it was a flip over.
Oh, but yeah, that was like our whole generation, right?
Yes, yes,
way before Lululemon.
But my question is hardtail what we called the?
No, that was
general,
a brand. That was a brand. Yeah.
Okay,
that was a brand. I never heard of it till now.
Hard tail. But I think we all had the knockoffs.
No, we didn't because I asked them for Christmas and that was like my Christmas gift.
I definitely wore hardtail knockoffs.
Okay, this is my question.
I think I had both. I had one good pair.
Poor
okay,
Lauren.
Sorry, Lauren. Lauren's losing her shit. I'm keep interrupting. My bad.
My God. Hardtail, I think, was a brand of very good flip over yoga pants. Cannot find them. They don't fucking exist, Ashley.
No way.
Yeah, there's this thing at Macy's called Hardtail Forever. Are you sure that's not it? They're
Let
available at Macy's.
Brand.
Oh, they are. They're here.
Wait, no, they're just
they're here.
Regular hardtails.
They're here.
Hardtail Forever.
The cheer in her voice.
They're here.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's called
so I thought I made
forever.
These up.
They're cool. I like those.
Wait. So are the
they're
flip over
there? They are. There they are. Just shut the fuck up and click it.
Oh, those.
These are them.
Yeah.
See,
there's a little red thing on the booty crack that says hardtail.
Hardtail. Okay,
wait,
good.
These
so
are
it was
sick.
A brand. Yes.
Wait, these are like, I'm looking at, I never heard of this brand, which is wild. I'm looking at like this blue acid wash one on hardtailforever.com.
They're so good.
It's the contour roll down wide leg pant. This is sick. In blue. In mineral wash 7.
So
people liked it because it gave the booty a lift because it cut it off.
It cut it in half. So, and you can determine if you want to be more high-waisted or low-waisted. And I'm wondering if hardtail was the original fold-over yoga pant or they just did it the best.
They just, I feel like they probably did it the best. I will say the fold over reminds me of a word you guys hate. Pink at Victoria's Secret.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Remember, it was all, because I worked there, it was a fold over and then I would say pink and then collegiate, like all caps lettering.
Yeah.
So I had
that's
those.
What I think
those
of when
were like my second best
pant.
Pair.
They didn't wash very well though. Like they would get really stretched out.
Pink was so expensive and the quality was not like matched to the price point. It was like $80 a sweatpant.
That is ridiculous.
It's insane.
You guys are
but you would get a free little pink dog.
The top of their like joggers that were like capri joggers.
Wait, what?
Remember like the pink capri jogger? Like they're like capri joggers because they would like end a little bit above your ankle.
Yeah.
And then you would put your UGG right over to meet it.
Yeah. Ooh, ew, God. No. That was probably the worst look of our entire millennial.
That's also so uncomfortable because I can feel the breeze going into my UGG when I needed to be warm. I would never wear that. I would always tuck my full length pink foldovers into the UGG.
It looked so bad, that little piece of skin. And then I never moisturized.
Cool people did not do that.
I definitely did it, though. I wasn't cool. I had like crackly skin. Wow, Ashley literally rocks that. How disgusting.
So bad. Anyways, I'm buying hardtails now. I'm glad you found
it.
I love it.
That with the beanie is such a vibe.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. So, I recently hosted a Heartbroken Anonymous in-person meeting in LA. I've been doing them now the last couple months, and it's been so nice meeting with people in person. And I'm constantly reminded when I host these meetings that the holidays are so hard for people because they're so centered around family, and a lot of people don't have like family or a support system that they feel like they can go home to.
Can we also just say that, like, why do people die so much more around the holidays? And that would, like, forever make my holiday, like...
ruined, yeah, if someone passes away.
Yeah, you're just, like, always going to associate.
Yeah, like, if you have someone really special to you that did pass away, like, around Christmas or Thanksgiving or Hanukkah or whatever it is that you observe, like, that can bring up a lot of anxiety or sadness. Also, some people just struggle with seasonal blues. So, because this time of year can be a lot, I think it's really natural to want to seek help about those things, especially if you're experiencing anxiety. So adding something new and positive to your life before the new year, I always tell people they should start their New Year's resolutions now. It shouldn't be like in January. And if you haven't tried therapy, therapy can be a really bright spot amid all the stress and change. So if you want to try therapy in the new year, and have something to look forward to every week, and that's part of your resolution, I highly recommend BetterHelp because it's convenient, it's affordable, and it's therapy online that you can count on.
In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/get it today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
Also, I was around a lot of Becca's Gen Z cousins this weekend.
Oh,
and
so
they were
so scary.
No, I love learning the words. Obviously, we know most of the words that they use, like Riz and no cap and blah, blah. But one I didn't. Sounds
is it
so
Nyat?
No, Geekin'.
Geekin', like you're
like
laughing?
Like I'm geeking. Yeah, yeah, like I'm laughing over this. And so that's now funny. I've been saying it and I'm like, wow, I sound like an older person trying to sound young. I'm like, I'm geeking.
So Hunter and I would say, I feel like Hunter literally coined geeking in high school.
Really?
Like, I'm so geeked out. I'm geeking out. Like,
we would say geeked out.
Yeah, we say geeking
but
out.
Like, oh, they say geeking.
Like, I don't like that. I like geeking out.
There are so many new terms.
But theirs is laughing. I feel like our geeking out was like, oh my God, I'm freaking out.
I'm being a fangirl. Yeah.
Yeah. No, their I'm geeking is like, I'm laughing about this, I think.
No, no thanks. Another thing.
There are so many new words from the, it's not Gen Z anymore. It's Gen A.
Well, like Dawson's like the last year of Gen A.
Okay. So I saw a TikTok of Gen A talking to millennials.
Wait, Dawson's the last year of Gen A?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's Gen A talking to millennials. Like, basically, they...
How old is the oldest Gen A right now?
I'm assuming they're probably, like, 14 then. Oh, whoa.
So it's even a whole new dialogue with them.
Wait, so what's Gen Z? Gen Z's 14 to what? Like 20?
So I think it's so like 2000.
26 now. They're probably like, it's probably like maybe, I don't know. Do you want me to look it up? The Google moment of the day.
Guys, oh my God, I'm done with Google.
Okay.
I replaced my Google app on my phone with ChatGPT.
Oh. What's that?
Wait, she's 105.
Wait, what?
Wait,
is that real? Wait, no, for me. Wait, what?
ChatGPT is like basically...
Wait, Ashley, you don't know what ChatGPT is?
Is it a search engine?
It's the biggest form of AI. Yeah, that's it's been AI. Around.
So you could say, write me a paper on the Revolutionary War, and it'll just like do it for you using AI. And like,
but like Ashley, like using Google to me feels archaic now because we have ChatGPT. There's a 3.5 version, which is updated up until like I think January 2022, and then I know that there's a version that you can pay for that's more updated. But you can just ask AI things like give me a recipe for the best pumpkin pie.
Make it as simple as possible.
And then you can continue to talk with it to really get what you need. And I've found that all my friends around me are using it. And I'm like, why am I still using Google when I can use ChatGPT?
So wait, you need it?
You need to use it right now on the podcast. This would be incredible.
You can also
just
like ChatGPT, make me a caption for Instagram what my son is playing with a playhouse.
Yeah.
And then they'll make it for you.
Wait, this Lauren, sounds like we won't be able to think it. We will structuralize ourselves to not think
anymore. Correct.
Well, so actually, so the big conversation I was having with the Gen Z cousins this weekend was that you technically don't really need to go to school anymore.
You do not.
And like, why do you even need to learn anything?
Lauren,
can you do this on your phone?
I don't want to have this on my computer. It scares me.
Wait, what?
Ashley, it's 105.
Ashley, you're 105. Everyone in the world's going to be using chat. You're going to have to use ChatGPT. We don't want you to get left behind.
But I want to be able to think by my own brain creativity.
No, I get it because I also had reservations where I'm like, I don't like that people are using it for captions. I'm like, wow, nothing is real anymore. But yeah. It also is kind of the way of the world now. And there are
like, Lauren is telling me that I'm 105, but also doesn't have her own account yet.
No.
So.
What do I have to use it for?
No, you don't need an account. Like you can just have it open. Like Ashley, I want you to ask it a couple things.
It just wants me to sign in with my email.
Okay. So Lauren's going to do that. And I found out the answer about Alpha. Gen Alpha is the children of millennials and the older end of Gen Z. So basically like if there are any 25-year-olds having kids right now.
Got it. Right. So, but what are the years?
The years are anyone born between the years of 2013 and 2025.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Super crazy. So it's not the last year. He's actually got a couple of years behind him. I want him to feel accepted into a generation.
I think he'll be just fine.
I think so too.
So stupid. That's okay. Silly.
Okay, let Ashley ask it a question and then continue to ask.
So do I
questions.
Talk to it or do I message
it? Oh my God, Ashley, this is so
type
cute.
Into that.
Okay.
Tell us what you're typing and you can literally ask it anything. Like tell me about Ashley Iaconetti. I mean, it might not the free version. Yeah, you could say tell me about Ashley Iaconetti.
No, because that's I can do that in Google and it's not special.
Okay, so then
let me just say like what should I caption? Should I caption
or what's a good caption for a photo of me and my son, I don't know, at the playground?
A video of my son dancing. This is like what we would do.
Yeah, but what? Give it more information. Like how old is your son?
Oh, my toddler son.
This is, well, while she's typing this, this is like why people in school, like I'll have people who are in school and they're like, I'm just writing like my response and I'm not even thinking. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Chat.
And there's,
or
saying,
if you get like a prompt and it sounds confusing to you, you put that prompt
you
in.
You can put that prompt in and be
and
like,
make
can
it
you
more
break
palatable.
This down?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the answer I got. Tiny dancer, big moves.
Hashtag
toddler groove.
That's not great, but
it's not the best, but a basic would go with it.
Yeah.
I would never use it for captions, but I'm using it for other things. Like what did I use it for yesterday? Let me see.
I mean, it's crazy.
It really, so anyways, I'm doing that instead of Google now. How do I look up my search? Oh, I had it all when I was dating Aiden. This is a perfect example, Ashley. When I was dating Aiden, he was sick one day. And I was like, write a poem to make someone I'm dating feel better. And
that
then
is amazing.
I wrote the name of his volleyball team and his band.
No.
And it made the most incredible poem. And I sent it to him. And you should be like, write a poem about my sister Lauren and give it a couple things about Lauren right now. Let's just do this right
did
now
you
so you can see how
tell
crazy
him
it.
That you didn't write it.
Oh, he was like, did you write this? I'm so impressed. And obviously I kept it going for like 2 minutes and then I was like, no, it was AI, obviously.
Okay, so let's see.
Or you could use Jared if you want, but tell us what you're typing.
Write a poem about my husband who loves Superman, Scream movies. Thanks.
Just do
pizza.
And
let's see, what else does he love?
Tom Brady. Rob Thomas.
He doesn't shave enough.
This is going to be so good.
And he puts up tacky Christmas decorations.
Okay, I can't wait. Okay, submit.
This is insane and it scares me.
Oh my God.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
It's so long.
You guys.
Okay, read it.
No. This is like weird. In Metropolis of Love, my Superman's grace dances through life with a smile on his face. Not accurate. Screams on the screen, yet his laughter prevails. In a cinema of joy, our love never fails. Pizza nights, cheesy and hot. Tom Brady's fan, never a shot he forgot. Rob Thomas croons in the background low, a melody of love, our shared ebb and flow. Stubble on his chin, a rugged display, his razor forgotten as time slips away.
This is nuts.
Tacky Christmas lights, a festive array, brightening our nights in a gaudy display. Together we soar like heroes untamed through movies and pizza. Our love is framed in the glow of the holidays where tacky meets cheer. My husband, my hero, my love so dear.
Aww.
That's adorable. And I'm copy paste. There you go. You could be like, write a happy birthday card for like my friend. And this is how much she means to me. And then it just does it for you.
Certain people that'll be really great for.
And Ashley, just so you know, what's the beautiful difference between AI, because AI is not all bad, even though it does scare me too. The beautiful difference between AI and Google is you can interact with it. So you can say, make this better. Jared doesn't dance through life happily. He actually, yeah. And then it'll send you another one. And so it'll, the more information you give it, the more accurate.
Ashley, I really think you're going to end up using this.
Of course you
yeah,
are.
I know. I'm sure I will. Wait till we show Dad. He's going to like just be like...
We're going to record it and Naz and send it to you.
I think this could be a viral TikTok, my dad finding this out, because he was watching one of those commercials the other day.
This is bullshit.
You know those commercials where it shows you like how the new Android can like... basically Photoshop faces.
I don't see commercials.
So there's like a new Motorola or some sort of droid, non-Apple phone that's doing commercials where it's like you can take a picture, but then you can like put the face, you know, you take like a set of photos, right? Mm-hmm. Like a Christmas picture, and like everybody looks good in one but awful in the other, and you compile it into one photo where like you just put the faces on top of each other. So that everybody's best shot gets combined into one.
No way. So if the three of us take a picture, but I don't like how I look, we can take my face from another one.
Yeah.
God,
just very easily.
But this is what I mean, is nothing's real anymore.
Yeah. So it's just like, where's the authenticity? The real moments captured. Yeah. Well, I know that in social settings, and there's a lot of social settings around the holidays, I get sweaty and nervous.
That's true. And mom was complaining about how cashmere makes her sweat, and it made her not like even want to
wear cashmere that's anymore because she was like stinky.
Yeah. And this time of year, you're typically wearing like heavier materials and textiles, you know, turtlenecks, sweaters and stuff. So it's easy to sweat these days.
And like, say you're on like a cute ice skating date, but you're bundled up and then inside all those layers, you're just wet. Ugh.
And then you sneak your nose into the top of your shirt and you're like, oh my goodness gracious. Well, you guys, you know where we're leading with this. It's Lumi. We love Lumi deodorant and our customers are going to get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with our exclusive code. And for a limited time, returning customers get $5 off their purchase of $30 or more too. And you can use our code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T 30 at LumiDeodorant.com. That is LumiDeodorant.com. And you know why we love it. We love it because it's a whole body deodorant. It's safe for like all the things down there, including... well, you know, down there stuff, like butt cracks and vulvas.
Yeah.
And then there's feet and then there's under boob and all that stuff. And it was created by OBGYN, which we also love, who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed or untreated. And another huge perk of Lumi is that it can control odor up to 72 hours.
So wild. And just so everyone knows, the starter pack that our deal is for comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice. You can pick the mini body wash. I like the deodorant wipes and free shipping.
So as a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off Lumi starter pack with our exclusive code and link. For a limited time, returning customers get $5 off their next purchase of $30 or more. To use the code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com. Thank you, Lumi, for making this holiday season smell a whole lot better.
Ooh, yeah. You know the movie Air, obviously, that Ben Affleck directed about.
Yeah.
You
guys saw Air. I don't think I saw it.
We you saw it with us.
Where was it?
Jared and I went with you.
Oh,
guys.
I saw it.
Yeah. Isn't it so good?
It's so good. Yeah.
So they sent me a package with a cassette player and the cassette, it was all 80s, like the glasses Ben Affleck wears in the movie. And like, it was the cassette of the soundtrack with the cassette player and like those old American Airline kind of headphones, which are so sick. I have been listening to it and it's so cool. And I love analog. Like I love old school things. Cause I'm like, if like the power goes out, like I can listen to music.
That's very true.
On this.
And you also like, don't have the distractions. Like if you're listening to music and someone calls you, it's like, oh, come on.
I just love the Walkman. I love walking with it. And there's a radio on it too. And it has a little antenna and it's so,
that's
I don't know.
So cute.
It's that just so much cool. More fun. All that
stuff
is more fun.
Considering buying a phone, I think it's like on Urban Outfitters. It's just a phone that just has text calls and maps,
like the old
or
Nokia.
Something. No, it's like an updated one. It's like it has text calls, maps. So it's only things you would need to like leave your house. You know,
a lot of people. I feel like a lot of people are veering back towards that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are some nice pencils. Speaking about old school, Lauren.
Speaking of,
Lauren,
I got a pack
of new mechanical
pencils
you were holding.
So if we really want to get deep here,
I guess they're not old school. I guess they're still new school.
They're Bic, of course.
Bic is such a monopoly.
Yeah.
Like what other? What
Sharpie?
Other like pencil brand? I get number two. Is number two the brand?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. Number two pencils.
Bic, no, number two is not. No,
this
it's just a type
two.
Of lead.
Wait,
nest.
Andrea
type
said
of lead.
Something.
This is my area of expertise. Forget
Yay!
Podcast.
Absolutely.
Ticonderoga is the like big number two pencil brand.
What's it called? Sorry,
Ticonderoga.
Oh yes, yes. I'm going to pull up.
And then there were soft pencils and hard pencils. I hated the soft pencils.
What were soft pencils?
They like didn't show up very well. You you have to really press down.
Break them easier.
Oh, yeah.
But they were still yellow, right? It made out of wood.
Yeah.
Okay, I was trying to picture what they looked like.
Who the hell is buying? I said old school with the mechanical pencil. That's just because we never really use pencils anymore. But who is going to go to Staples and buy the regular yellow pencils when you can get a mechanical pencil? I've really wondered this since 2000.
Oh, me. Because I press so hard that
that's
mechanical pencils break all the time. That
that's
dad. I actually am not a good mechanical user, operator.
Dad used to get so annoyed when he would like use a mechanical
like
pencil snap. And it would break every
like,
5 seconds.
Oh, lighten your touch. So just lighten your touch, man. Not that hard.
But I do love the gummy grip though. Like that's so clutch. Like every pencil should have that gummy grip for the
I don't
knuckle.
Know. Sometimes
the
I feel like it makes
grip.
It too thick.
Andrea, did you have like a specific pencil you'd use?
I'm a Papermate mechanical pencil.
Papermate.
And just their plain ballpoint pen with the like cap that you could chew on the tip part until, you know what I'm talking about? I'm very
chewing
old school
on the
those,
cap,
they're my,
man.
They're still my go-to.
So nostalgic. There's nothing better than a smooth ballpoint pen.
Like I wish I had more things to write about.
Same. I just want to doodle when I find those.
Yeah, like my... If you guys want to look, this is what I do during the podcast. What the fuck?
I know. I love that you doodle. Wait, did you guys get a new dog?
Yes. Why would we not told you? Lauren's getting a new dog, though.
Yeah, I was. That's. I knew that from when I visited. I was wondering if it like arrived yet.
The 9th.
Okay.
The 9th. Yeah.
It's coming to my house for Christmas, and I am so ecstatic. Dawson's going to lose his shit.
Oh my god! Wait, and it's a retriever.
It's a golden retriever. It's a golden retriever.
Oh my god!
I just
is it a puppy?
Not even thinking. It's it's like 7 weeks old.
I don't know how you're not like so stoked and counting
down.
That
is like literally the dream around Christmas time to have something like that.
I know. I don't know why I'm not like so excited. I think I'm a little worried about Gargi because like
Because what if you love it more?
I won't. Like, no, I know Lauren I won't. That's why I'm not as pumped. Like, I think I'm thinking this is just going to be Hunter's dog and I have my Gargi.
I think you're saying that because you're scared.
No way. No,
I know. Yeah. I admit that, like, Jared, you know, wants a golden so bad, but I'm like, Jared, I don't want Lois to feel even more like second
you
place
literally
citizen
won't play
because
with Lois.
No, he won't. Mm-hmm. Like it's
you
just
won't.
No.
Because Lois I is see more a house couch dog. She's not like a run around field dog.
A house couch dog.
That is what she is. She's a Garfield, okay?
Yeah. She's Garfield.
And she's like Garfield just to a T personality wise. And then this dog would come in, it would want to like play sports with Jared. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you know, and it's like Lois already had to become like a human, like a sibling to a human this year and 2 years ago, and she doesn't need this in her life.
But
we'll see how it goes. Her mom got him a bed that has his name on it and it's so cute and it's under the Christmas tree already.
Wait,
so it looks really cute. The name is Dexter.
Dexter, that's very exciting.
I know. So we'll I'll obviously hold the puppy up if you guys want to download the Patreon just so you can look at the new puppy. I think that would be worth the subscription.
Are you gonna make like a whole Instagram account for Dexter?
I'm not that kind of person.
No.
Naz, I have a would you rather that I've been asking people if you would like to participate.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Okay. Would you rather be on the Titanic or be a castaway, be Tom Hanks in Castaway?
Obviously the Titanic. Who would pick Tom Hanks in Castaway?
See? Everyone's picking Tom Hanks in Castaway.
What people are.
Fuck?
Okay, so
no,
my this
not.
Wait, did you give mom this I don't get it or this question?
I did. And she first said Castaway and I go, "Bitch, change your answer. You would have been first class on the Titanic
Why
and survived."
Why would anyone rather like talk to a volleyball?
I know.
Be okay. In like Victorian clothing.
So
is it Victorian clothing?
Okay. So my initial reaction. Okay, it was like more of the Gilded Age, but it was after the Gilded Age. It's not. It's not Victoria. It's just
so
the 1912. What is
Gilded
Age? It's 1912.
What is that
Gilded Age
called?
Is the end of the 1800s.
But what type of clothes did they wear?
They like would probably say it was just like clothes.
I guess
of
it's
the
just
time.
Gilded Age clothes. Yeah, it's Gilded Age. Wait, what'd you say, Ash?
Clothes of the time.
Yeah, it's just Gilded Age clothing.
I don't know. I actually
know the answer to this because it was Met Gala theme.
Okay, so yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Just continue.
Okay.
On.
So I initially, when asked this question over Thanksgiving week, for my mom and Lauren, was like, "Well, yeah, I'd rather be on the Titanic because like I'm not trying to die alone." You know, because like if I'm going to die, I'm going to like rather die with like a crowd of people.
That's how you think.
Die alone.
I mean, depends on how you died on the Titanic. I mean, I'm like you could have drowned or you could have frozen or you could have survived. So like I feel like the castaway is such a slow, terrible, lonely, scary time.
This is fascinating because I didn't realize that the question was being posed in terms of death, which is kind of obvious. I was thinking of living experience. I would way rather listen to like a big brass band on a ship.
No, this is, would you
like
rather go like, down on the Titanic or be Tom Cruise?
What would be scarier?
Question.
No, Lauren. I think it's open-ended. I think that's what makes it good. Is that it's open-ended. It's kind of like, which one would you want to like slowly just be petrified in? Mm-hmm.
But the way Lauren phrased it, I can see why most people would pick Castaway. Why would you want to fight to like, you know, fight against your death in that way with hundreds of people around? That's chaotic. That's a chaotic death as opposed to like a very, you know, on your own death.
Okay. So then my mom made a stupid change to this and she goes, you're with your family in both cases. And I go, well, if I'm with, she said, you're with Jared and Dawson in both cases. I'm like, well, then obviously the island, because I'm not alone. But then she was like, yeah. And because on Titanic, then Jared would die because he's a man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so yes, mom, then definitely the island. Right?
See, I don't know.
So many, I think you have to imagine it alone, because if you're with your family, then it has to be the island.
Situation. Yeah. Well, you technically, I mean, most people, I don't know if most people die alone, but I would assume most people die alone.
You think people die mostly in their rooms alone?
No, I just mean alone. I guess unless you're like in a car accident or in a mass shooting or, you know.
Oh, you mean like mostly, solo, like we're the only person
like
dying
solo.
Today.
Yeah. Today. Yes. Yeah. On the schedule was just.
I just think like the heat, the dehydration and starvation is far worse than drowning.
I think you'd be able to find food for enough time. Yeah, I'm not worried really about starving. I mean, you're probably going to be hungry, but you'll probably sustain.
Why don't you think drowning is not bad, but maybe it isn't really.
Oh, I think drowning is the worst. I think that and fire is the worst.
Isn't it semi-quick?
I mean, it's like going to happen within 2 minutes.
Drowning's kind of fast. And then you just gracefully
fall. Or maybe like 5 minutes. I don't know. The only way I could fall asleep at my parents' house this holiday season was thanks to Next Evo CBD sleep gummies. It's so goddamn hot in this house and I can't sleep in the heat.
No, I could never sleep there.
No.
I would
so
die.
Hot. It's so hot in this house that I definitely need the all natural gummies to fall asleep from Next Evo. It's the only way.
So if you guys don't know, Next Evo Naturals is different forms of CBD, but what makes this different than other CBD companies, and I've tried a lot, let me tell you, is that you absorb this one so much more. Like our bodies actually don't absorb CBD oil well. So when you reach for oil-based CBD products, you can actually only be absorbing as low as 6% of what's on the label, which is insane. So this CBD gets into your body, and Next Evo has proven that they're all natural gummies that Lauren was just mentioning. They also have capsules. Absorb 4 times better than most oil-based products.
That's it, basically. We don't need anything more than that, right?
Their extra strength daily wellness CBD gummies are maybe that because it's bolded.
Where is that?
Very bottom. Right
now you can try their brand new extra strength daily wellness CBD gummies that are 2 times stronger than regular strength. And why would we not want that? And especially if it's in a delicious gummy. So don't waste your time with oil-based CBD that might not work. Upgrade to better natural solutions from Next Evo. Go to nextevo.com and use the promo code GETIT to get 25% off. That's 25% off at nextevo.com with the promo code GETIT.
Anyways, this is so morbid, but we're on the topic of death and reincarnation, I got to that chapter in Kabbalah 2. I'm on Kabbalah 2 now, and a couple of people who listen to the podcast have actually messaged me being like, can you share? I thought you guys would think that this one thing was interesting about what the Kabbalists believe about death and reincarnation. So the Kabbalists believe when we die, our souls get fragmented, and we do get reincarnated, but it doesn't happen right away. And that's all like complex, right? But that our soul. So basically, if the three of us die, our souls can break up and go into other bodies, meaning that the people that you meet within your lifetime most likely could have had a part of your soul from a past lifetime.
Okay.
And they're there
and
to show
soulmates.
Soulmates. Like we all have a lot of soulmates, but not even just in a romantic sense. Yeah. Like it's like, I bet the three of us, like you guys could have old parts of me from past lives, which is why we get along so well, but you're also in my life to show me what I need to change. You
interesting.
Know,
like, yeah.
Anyway, so I thought you guys would think that's cool. And then what I also thought was interesting was that he's like, some people are more feminine and some people are more masculine. And that's because they have more female souls, because you can come back differently, or more male souls in your body. And that can also determine, that determines your sexuality too. Ken, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah. That
but
makes sense.
I obviously
yeah.
have a lot of male souls in my body, because I feel like I'm pretty,
I feel
I'm
like not you're like so 50-50.
Oh my God. That's like my dream to say. Cause I yeah. look at Kim Kardashian and that's why I love her. Cause I feel like she's so 50-50 and that's what I strive to be. But anyways, isn't that interesting that like, I didn't think about it like that, like different parts of male souls in me and female souls.
No, I feel like that makes a lot of sense, honestly.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, oh, yeah. that actually tracks.
That does track for sure. Yeah. So, with learning Kabbalah, do you have to learn like the, it's part of Judaism. So do you learn like the first like part of Judaism, or is this more of like a spiritual aspect of
no,
this?
No, it's all spiritual. Okay. So Judaism's like totally separate. This is like all mysticism, like spirituality, like none of it's Judaism.
So oh, it's why not? Is it like so tied. Adjacent? Why are they?
I mean, I'd have to like learn more about okay. why it's tied, but Jesus studied Kabbalah. Like Kabbalah basically takes, like, you guys know how I was big into the law of attraction and Abraham Hicks and all this stuff. It takes like a bunch, cause it's so old, mm-hmm. a bunch of old spiritual modalities. And it's like all together. Like I told you guys astrology came from Kabbalah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. So it was cool. So the chapter before death and reincarnation was astrology, and how when you choose to come in during a certain month and time, like your sign, that's also like what you need to correct. And he went, oh, I should read it to you guys.
Yeah,
he went through all the signs on like what your soul basically needs to correct. So what are your guys' signs? Pisces first, obviously. Yeah. So the Pisces reactive is believing realities that don't exist, illusionary around love, addictive personalities. They need energy.
Yes, to all of us.
They're ruled by planets that feel lack, extreme fear of being judged. And he said they're the fish, so you really can't confront them right away because they'll like run away from you, oh. like swim away. Like he's like a picture like trying to grab a fish. And then those are reactive, so all the things that you came to work on. But what I thought was really cool, Ashley, is that he said they are, because the Pisces is last, right? Mm-hmm. You're last and I'm mm-hmm. Aries, which is first. They're the most spiritually evolved.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that before.
Which I think is so cool. And your proactive is your great listeners. You're psychic and intuitive.
Yeah. So if you're more spiritually yeah. yes, evolved, yes, yes. then are you more closer to like the end of your journey being of your soul?
I think it is. They need farthest from the light of the creator. So like okay. the creator is like, I call it Sky Daddy, the universe, infinite intelligence, whatever you believe, because you're last, Ashley. But I think it does mean that you've worked in past lifetimes through most of your shit.
I feel like it's interesting.
Which I is what I, see why I can yeah. feel that.
And what is the furthest away?
She is.
I am Aries.
Wait, what do
this all makes so much sense.
Well, thanks, Ashley.
No, it's just because you're so like, I need to do this. And I'm like, I am fully content. Oh, okay. And you're I like, get myself so and accept shit, and it all.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, I have so much I need to work on. So Aries reactive is impulsive, think mainly about themselves, selfish, very childlike, says things they shouldn't say out loud. The Ram wants to destroy things so no one else can have them, easily bored. And then proactive is we're fearless, adventurous, very cute and youthful.
He used
the word cute a bunch of times, which obviously you guys know is triggering for me because I hate that word, Aries are very cute. Anyways,
that is so
and
funny.
Then Lauren, remind me your sign again.
I'm Virgo, but I have no connection to it.
It's really interesting because it's really hard for me to get along with Virgos, but then I think of you and I'm like, I get along with you so well.
I just think that it's because I'm not a Virgo in any of it.
I feel like you're not a Virgo.
I'm not.
So here's the reactive of Virgo. Judgmental, very judgmental. See perfection and work backwards. Nope. A sense of superiority. They're in depression, constantly beating themselves up. can come off cold, like they don't care, but they actually care a lot. And they're very fussy, which I think is very accurate of every Virgo I know. It's like very fussy.
Yes.
And then proactive is good. You're good with systems. You're watchful. You're analytical. He said a lot more, but I just didn't write
Sounds
it down.
Like Nick
by
Jonas.
The time we got down, I was like not typing
Nick
as much.
Jonas is. Nick well. Jonas is so fussy.
He's also a Virgo, but it sounds like exactly like him. Like we're best friends or something. But
Virgo's so hard. But what's really cool is like it goes into even more depth of your tikkun, which is things that you need to correct and how it is based off your sign, like fire signs or I don't know. I thought it's so fascinating.
That is really fascinating. Yeah, really. I would just have more faith in it if I like really connected to my sign like you guys do.
Yeah, you what day were you born? Well, what's the your 14th? Rising
she's
and
smack
your
middle? She's the smack middle. She has no idea.
Can I show you
but
something?
Also, can we find out your moon and your rising, because Kabbalah goes into that too, and it's not just like I have a lot of Aquarius in my chart, which is mm-hmm. why Aquarius are like weird and unique and humanitarian, and like you could have a lot of another sign in your chart.
Do you know what's so weird? Is we were in the airport.
What's the most Eeyore kind of sign?
Well, Virgo's very well. He said Scorpio, which is interesting. I think is the hardest sign to be, which was what the recent big
seems to make
sign
sense
was
with Jared.
But listen to this: like Scorpios are they're so hot.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
but I got really sad writing down the Scorpio one because the reactive is anger, controlling, vindictive, mm-hmm. self-destructive, manipulative, issue with like being loved, abandonment issues. I was like, God, like
even the name Scorpio, you feel all that, you know,
Scorpio men, like
there doesn't feel like a lot of that, but
wait, Jared Scorpio.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
yes,
why
you did. I only talked about it all of my life before we got married.
I feel like I didn't. God, Scorpios are ruiners. They
I want to do a study on like
emotional ruiners.
If there's more
the mystery,
like
Ashley, sorry, real quick. Yeah, it's yeah, like yeah. That makes so much more sense now, like knowing you and Jared's journey. It's like that mystery.
Yeah.
Like they're sure. very complicated inside.
Oh yeah. He's very complicated.
He's
inside.
So complex.
Ooh, it's hard. Yeah. In Scorpio.
I just want to know if yeah, there's like a study with there's more like abusers being Scorpios or like
no idea.
I know men in jail that are Scorpios.
I feel yeah. Like, wait, what's
look
the most jail sign?
The most serial killers is Virgo.
Yes, they right? are. The most I think so. That makes sense. They're more meticulous.
Yeah, because analytical and like good with systems. Andrea, what's your sign?
I bet you're a Leo.
I'm an Aquarius.
You're
an
Aquarius. I love it. Okay, so I'm Aquarius. So I'll read yours. Or do you want me to read yours? Or
and I'm a Gemini moon and a Cancer rising. I would love for you to.
Okay, I'll read yours. So because I am, my moon is Aquarius. So my emotions and all that stuff is Aquarius. So Aquarius's reactive is unpredictable, insensitive, don't like to be boxed in, oblivious to own imperfections, bad with intimacy, which is definitely me. Proactive is inventive, big thinkers, no limitations, impervious to criticism, humanitarian, good with groups, but they have the biggest ego of all the signs. They believe you have the ego. Tell them about what can be if you change. Limiting them. You can't limit Aquarius because you shut them down and they run away. Can't put them down like you can't put the Leo down.
It's also, anyway. I think, the sign like the most, this is such an ego thing to say, it's like the most famous people like sign is Aquarius.
Justin Timberlake was born on Dawson's birthday. Now, listen, so we were at the airport the other day and Dawson is like twirling around the airport as we wait to board. And this lady goes, how old is he? And I go, he'll be 2 in January. And literally just by watching him for like 1 minute, she goes, but he can't be a Capricorn. He must be an Aquarius. And I go,
what?
I go, how did you know that?
Wait, Dawson's an Aquarius?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And then she goes, he's just like too spirited and energetic to be a Capricorn.
Wow. I love that.
Isn't
she's
that so crazy and so cool.
She'd be like, do you study Kabbalah?
And
oh my God.
Just wait. Yeah. And just one thing, the sign that's most likely to become a criminal is Libra, which actually surprises me as dad's a Libra.
Balanced. I don't know.
Wait, but that's like all about justice and balance and stuff.
Yeah.
That feels weird.
That seems not
that
right.
That seems not
it says
correct.
That they're usually well-armed and highly dangerous.
No,
they
that
have,
seems
they
not
They have a
right.
habit of committing offensive crimes, and they might be the most corrupt people in the crowd. That's multiple sources are saying this.
That's stupid.
They said Clark County, you know, Las Vegas County, has more Libra.
That's weird.
Labor's strength of conviction might be why they're most commonly arrested for threatening or committing acts of terrorism in Vegas.
Okay.
That's weird. But is that just Vegas?
I don't know. No, it was other sources said the same thing. Cool. Anyway, really weird because I think that Libras seem to be quite gentle, but...
I agree.
I'm getting my moon phase and shit analyzed right now.
Okay. And do we want your personal plan? Oh, you have to pay for it. You gotta pay for it. Is there a code? I'm kidding.
I got a time for my interview tomorrow.
Oh my God! Yay. The excitement is happening in the podcast as we speak. Okay, so Naz, what are you going? what are you going to do? Like, what do we think? Breaking news in the podcast.
What?
Naz is now trying to play it cool. Wait, what? And what do you mean? Like,
Wait, what do you mean breaking news? We already discussed that I was going to get a time.
No, but you were like, it could be, like, it may not actually happen.
Oh, but that's just like me being Naz and OCD, you know? Oh, like, it was definitely happening. Oh, but I'm saying until I, like, as a person have a time, I'm like, well.
Not a lot of time to de-puff.
No.
You guys are hilarious.
Plus, she doesn't get puffy in the morning.
She's never been puffy before.
I know. Ugh, this is so annoying.
That's not true.
Sometimes she has one time.
You guys are so annoying.
We're not annoying. We're complimenting you in jealousy.
By roasting you.
Yes. In jealousy.
You just reminded me that there's... Wait. Oh my God. Ashley, you would be fascinated. Can you guys remind me or Andrea next Monday? There was like a thing on jealousy in Kabbalah that was... It was like a 10-minute video. And I was like, I have to tell Ashley and Lauren about this.
So Ashley.
Damn.
It's... No. It's not that. It's like how energy works and how like if people are jealous of you, they are like taking...
They're sucking things away.
Yeah. Like it's... And you're actually not supposed to really tell people... Like
what's
about,
going on that's good in your life.
Like you're supposed to be kind of reserved, which is why I'm like, yeah, it might be happening.
Please don't ruin this for me.
Yeah. Wow. But you guys would be fascinated. Remind me to like look it up and write some stuff down because you'd be like whoa. Okay.
Well, whenever I make fun of you, a lot of it has to do with because you just are naturally gifted with like poreless skin and such and skin that doesn't hold water. All right, guys. Okay. Well,
all right, thanks for
good times.
All right. We love you guys.
So love you.
Love you. Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.